Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, let's listen to D'Amico Ryans, our old pal Mufasa. So it's one of the few things Chip Kelly did well. He gave D'Amico Ryans a great nickname.
Yeah, you're right.
Right?
No, he did. That was a perfect nickname.
And what's the other thing Chip Kelly did that continues to benefit the Eagles?
Well, the sports science.
Stoutland's number one.
Yeah, Stoutland's number one.
Stoutland's
number one. But,
Hold on, let me just say this.
I
know, but the rest of the world caught on him. But let me say this about Stoutland. He was Alabama's offensive line coach.
They wanted him back, too.
Of course they wanted him back. And they had just won a national championship, maybe two in a row. I think they had just beat Notre Dame, I think.
And the anti-Teo game, was that one? Yeah.
Yeah, it was right around there. Right around there. And Chip Kelly's like, I want that guy in Alabama. And Stoutland has entered the pantheon of all time. The Jim Johnson, you know, pantheon of like, these are your great assistant coaches of all time in Philly sports.
So. Although I will just say, I was not entirely pleased with him for the entire eight snaps that Matt Pryor was in for.
Rhea, I agree with you. You know, Very odd decision.
We praise him to the hilt all the time.
Right.
And
that
guy, it was a disaster.
It almost cost him a game.
It almost cost them Jalen Hurts.
You're right about that.
Jalen got hurt on that play?
Yeah.
That'd be bad.
Couple big shots, but the one specifically he took from Verse was brutal.
One other thing for Chip, this wouldn't happen without Chip.
You got to open your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. They might have
led to Doug, led to Nick, like a whole new philosophy on how to pick coaches, on how to build a culture, the whole thing.
Led back to Howie, but Chip doesn't get credit for that. All right, so let's get to the audio of D'Amico Ryans on CJGJ. We talked to Mike Quick yesterday. Mike Quick's like, nope. No, hardcore no on bringing CJGJ back. D'Amico Ryans was asked about, obviously, the release of CJ Gardner-Johnson. Here's what he said.
Unfortunately, we just moved on, and for me, every decision I make is always in the best interest of our team. I felt this was the best decision for us to move forward, and so now we're here, we're on to the Titans.
Why did you think it was in the best interest?
Yeah, because it's my decision to move on. I know it's best for my team.
Performance or something else? There's been a lot of news reports on it.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into all the details of it. It was coming from me, the head coach. It's my team. It was the best for our team. And that's why I made the decision. So I'm not going into any further details on it.
Did you seek a trade partner or did you get any interest from other teams?
No.
Nobody wanted him to trade.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely would have traded him if they could have.
Of course.
No doubt.
So, you know, this is one of those ones where obviously the coach knows, you know, just about everything and just won't tell you. And we've been down this road. I mean, when the Eagles cut Deshaun, Chip Kelly famously said like 7,000 times, it's a football decision. Well, Chip, why'd you cut Deshaun? It's a football decision. And it's irritating.
Ridiculous.
It's irritating when you don't get the scoop. But, you know, I can understand why D'Amico Ryans doesn't lay it all out there. But we also, as humans, have an insatiable appetite. Like, give me the details. I want to know. Matter of fact, let me play this audio.
I want the truth!
Well, we didn't get a lie yesterday, but we certainly did not get a forthcoming answer. All respect to D'Amico. Listen, Buddy Ryan famously 35 years ago when he cut Chris Carter, you know, said all he does is catch touchdowns.
It's the best line ever.
It's the most amazing line of all time.
We learned later.
Many years later. In the moment, it was infuriating.
Yes,
they were trying to save his life by getting him out.
He was doing him a solid.
Chris Carter had serious substance abuse issues, and Buddy Ryan. And Chris Carter was one of the better players on the team.
Yep.
He had 11 touchdowns. He had 11 touchdowns the prior year, and Buddy Ryan cut him. And obviously he had substance abuse issues, and Chris Carter has talked in recent years about how significant that moment was in his life. It might have saved his life. So anyway, things can get complicated, but CJGJ obviously just in whatever way, shape, or form out of control because he keeps getting kicked off teams, if you will. All right, let's listen to Sirianni. So here was the exact question asked to Sirianni yesterday. Are you interested in bringing back C.J. Gardner-Johnson, or in bringing C.J. Gardner-Johnson back? That was the question. Here's what he said.
I really am excited about the room that we have. I think they've done a really nice job to date. Got good young player in Andrew Makuba, who's continues to get better. And I think that, having Reed, next to him, is helping him get better. And just as how Reed got better, having Marcus Epps in the building, and Reed said that, I've said that in here before about, Marcus Epps. So, just really excited about that room. Sydney's doing a really good job, he's doing a good job on special teams and doing some, work on defense as well. So I'm really excited about that group and pleased with that group.
Now that's a long way for Sirianni to say.
As if.
Yeah.
You're really on that one. Today.
Yeah, that is the drop of the
Let's put it this way. Do you want CJ GJ back? He did not say.
Yes! Oh, yes!
You know what he's gotten really good at? He's gotten really
not
good at
answering.
This. Not saying yes or no. Yep. Yeah. Devin, he doesn't. Because no, if you notice, because he doesn't want to go there. He doesn't want to say no because it can be viewed as disrespectful to CJ. He doesn't want to say yes because if he is, obviously they're not going to tip it off. Mm-hmm. He just kind of talks around it, but in the process praises the safeties. John, you wouldn't bring CJ GJ back, right? Trust the guys you got?
I don't think
now if
can.
He could play cornerback with Noah Dory Jackson,
which is funny because he did come out as a slot corner. That was his original position.
No Ja'Cory and Bennett, maybe Noah Dory Jackson,
right?
Keely Ringo or CJGJ? Be a different story, but perhaps. No, I don't think they'd bring him back.
I am concerned
at all.
For CJGJ. This is not.
He might lose his career.
This is not a good sign. How did this happen? A lot of teams now in a short period, and when you're just sort of discarded, it seemingly in such a way that it feels like there's bad blood there. I don't know the details, but what's going on, CJ?
Some guys are just beyond difficult, and I get the impression he probably is. I mean, it's getting ridiculous.
He was also one of those pieces, like Harrison Bader.
Yeah, you're right.
That you knew what was always going to believe. He was always singularly focused, eyes on the prize. Yeah.
He's an attitude player.
Huge personality, mm-hmm. and he's going to tell everyone that we're going to go win the whole thing.
He's a good player.
Sometimes you need a guy like that. Sometimes guys doubt, even in a great season, even in great times, sometimes you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Someone who is just impervious to the noise because he believes so strongly, and he might be the crazy, just spout off 24/7 type of guy. That's what CJGJ is. I do think
I agree with that
helps.
But I'll say this. Sometimes the other 52 and the coaches need a break from that guy.
Yeah.
True.
Sometimes it's very, you know.
At this point, like, the true. Evidence is sometimes indisputable that he clearly is not a fit for most locker rooms.
Yeah.
Well, even if he can, like, I agree. I think he can bring that swagger and that energy. Right.
He's a good player. He's a good player.
I think that there's a line that he clearly crosses
aging.
And has crossed multiple times.
Look,
he's
everybody's worked
explosive.
With people. Yeah, everybody.
His mouth is still as big, but his body is getting less explosive.
Well, listen, everybody has worked with people that you don't like, and some people have worked with people that it really, really drives you crazy. It can drain you.
Yeah, we work with you.
Oh,
it was too good. And I'm just joking. Joe's the best.
And here I was about to remind people it's your birthday. But you know what?
It was too
Ladies
easy.
And gentlemen, everyone listening, I'm not going to remind you of James Seltzer's birthday. When you call in today, don't say happy birthday to Seltzer. He's a freaking jerk and he doesn't deserve it. Let's go to the phones.
It was too easy.
He doesn't deserve it at all.
I love you.
No
pal.
Happy birthday. I will hang up on you. No, I won't hang up on you. Hey, Jason Kelsey's going to be with us in 20 minutes. Kelsey normally at 7:30. On Thursdays, but push back a little bit today. Jason with us today at 8 o'clock. So Jason with us 8 o'clock today. Let's go to Neil in Northeast Philly. Hi, Neil.
The nurse to give me insulin because my sugar was high or take it again.
Neil!
Oh, no.
Hey.
What up, buddy?
Happy birthday, dear James. Happy birthday, dear James. Happy birthday, dear James Seltzer. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Neil, you just broke the rule, man.
I know, immediately. It went right against the rule.
This is nonsense, man. Come on. Now, happy birthday to Seltzer. All right, Neil, what do you got in the Fightin' Phils? Did a lot of fighting last night, a lot of slugging.
Well, they're extremely hot. And Alex Bohm, you know, like, since he's got in, he's got to hit every game or whatever, and he had a home run yesterday. And Sosa, you know, like, even, I'll tell you, he stepped up, like, 3 home runs. So, you know, you got to give him credit.
Tremendous.
You
know, so. Tremendous.
Yeah, they are. And I think the lefties are tremendous, too. Like, Lizardo picked another great game, 10 strikeouts. And he went past his strikeout record, and the lefties are good. And I think Rob's going to go with Nola, but I think the lefties are still going to, you know, have a shot, like a winning the 5-game series. And, you know, like if it's them against Milwaukee, you know, I think it's going to be them against the Dodgers in the division series. And then maybe if they win that, them against Milwaukee in the other series, and then hopefully the World Series.
Yeah, Milwaukee's going to lose in their first series. They're going to
get look at you.
Yeah, they're going to get clipped. Yeah, they got early eggs that ran all over them. Great team. They're not going to like the Phillies. They're not going to know how to barrel through that second round this time because the Phillies better practice next week and be sharp. Brewers are going to rest on the laurels. Going to get their ass kicked. Phillies have home field advantage. NLCS. Book it. No, okay. don't book it, Neil. I'm just talking out my honey with hope.
That's okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
But it certainly could happen. We'll find out.
By the way, I'm a Libra too, and my birthday's in September too, just like James. The end of September,
there you go.
29th. So I'll be 67.
Well, Neil, happy birthday to you, pal. Soon. All right, give me an answer. What is a notable 8?
Okay, 8 days a week.
Oh, yeah.
Great one.
Yeah, Beatles. Sorry, I don't know if he was about to keep going.
I think we had enough singing from Neil there.
Yeah, there was a lot going on there. What do I want to get to here? Sosa. You know, 3 homers. Unbelievable.
In his first game back.
That's
insane.
After 2 outs, I think, in his first 2 at-bats, right?
We're talking about fresh legs, you know, in football. Well, this is like fresh arm. And
that was unbelievable.
waste.
I think he made an out on his first two at bats last night, and I think it was bat 3, 4, and 5 homers. Let's listen to the third one. I want to give Sosa some love here.
Swing and a drive down the left field line towards the corner, and that one is gone off the hands of a fan at the top of the railing. Oh, they're going to say fan interference, and it's a double. And the Phillies will definitely check it, I think. And the signal is in. Carapaza says it's a home run. It's a 3-home run game for Edmundo.
All right, here's where I'm at on Sosa, big picture. Love the guy. Love him. And he is truly one of my favorite role players ever in Philly sports. He just, listen, he's not great. He plays great in spurts sometimes, and then he sags back down. But he is just someone, he's, you know, Ruben made this point post-game. You always root for, you root for them all because they're Phillies. But, like, to me, I extra root for Edmundo Sosa. There's something about, I still go
he
back to that spot.
He plays with such joy.
He plays with joy. And when you hear him, when you hear the people talk about him or hear him talk.
They love him.
They love him, yeah. And he seems to be so appreciative of being there. Like, Ben Simmons was like, I'm Ben Simmons and you're not, and screw you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, you get none of that from Sosa. Mm-hmm. Like, Sosa is a joy. So I love the guy. I want to give him credit.
You're right. There's a gratefulness or something. Like, I don't even know. Like, I don't require this, but, like, if you have the opposite of this, I hold it against you.
Totally.
And if you do have this, it's kind of like it's kind of like a childlike wonderment.
I agree.
At some of this stuff. Like, I think it's cool to watch that.
I did so.
Because you're a baller, and it's awesome to see that, like, the whole package rolled together. You know, so the idiosyncrasies make you more interesting.
Yeah, no, and he's a defensive replacement if need be, and he's a guy you can trust to play as a starter if need be. James, Edmundo Sosa, role player. Favorite role player Philly sports history is?
That's a great question. I mean, Bruntlett comes up because of the moments that he had. I mean, he scored the winning run. He was part of that team. Like,
Aaron McKee?
Aaron McKee's right on the line.
Yeah, he was sixth man of the year, though. I don't know if that's like a role player.
Well,
I mean,
I know. No,
he was important, though.
Aaron McKee and Bobby Jones were so good.
Yeah.
They came off the bench, but they're so, like, that's a tough one. Boston Scott was a lesser player.
Oh, that's a good one. Boston Scott's a really good answer. Love Boston Scott.
Love Boston Scott. So, look, McKee and Bobby Jones, obviously, if they count, you'd be the judge. I did like Karell Buchalter. I enjoyed him.
Karell was great.
Old Sixers, Derek Smith and Ron Anderson in the Barkley years. I liked those guys.
I mean, TJ. We love TJ here.
TJ who?
McConnell.
Oh, TJ McConnell.
TJ was really high on our list.
He's done well since he's left here.
TJ. Yes. All right, I got to ask, role player or not, Devin? Here we go. Hmm. Role player or not, Nick Foles.
No.
I don't know.
That's a really good question.
Would Ricky Jordan count
no,
as...
I think it's no. Yeah, Ricky was a role player.
I loved Ricky, too. I was such a big Ricky Jordan. Yeah. He would be high on my list.
And by the way, Foles not, because once you become the quarterback, then you're too prominent.
Would Chris Long be a role player?
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
He's about as likable as it gets.
Yeah, great answer. Anyway, congrats
Corey
to Sosa.
Clement. I mean, mm-hmm. I was a
Corey Clement. Yeah, you know? Corey Clement.
Absolutely.
That's a really good one, too.
He worked his way into the passing down back.
Hey, how about this one? Ike Reese.
Oh, special teams ace.
Yeah,
Ike Reese, core special team player, Ike Reese. And he'd get in there on defense. Ike was
some linebacker.
Yeah, for sure.
I loved Ike Reese when I was younger and, like, first watching the Eagles. I remember Ike Reese on that team. And, like, because he was always smiling when I was young.
Ike was good.
I liked watching
Ike
him.
Ike was a fan favorite.
Very much so.
He really was.
And
yeah.
him and Trot had the show here on WIP. So he was, you know, player with talk show, which was really cool. All right, let's go to the phones, 215-59. And by the way, Greg Gross, I don't know if I said him, but GG all-timer. And Stairs and Dobbs, there's a lot of good ones with the Phillies with pinch hitters through the years. All right, so congrats to Sosa, not just on last night, but really carving out a nice career. He's done a heck of a job.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.